Hi, Trudy. How are you?
Oh, I didn't have sleep last night. I'm up. I'm asleep. Oh, how could they do this? I can barely make it up the steps. Like they said, they passed me through the medical, so they know I'm bad off.
I know, but this financial thing is the problem. So did you try reaching the Department of Aging?
Yes, and they referred me to a lady, and she had on a voicemail, and I was supposed to leave my name and my number, and I did.
Okay. Okay. Fine. For now, like I said, you would have to go through the Department of Aging, which is the number I gave you. I would say try to figure it out with them, get in touch with them, and see if you can either do an appeal or they can approve you another way. And then once you get an approval, then you can reach back out to us and we can move forward with your case.
Let me ask you this, Miguel. You said if I paid $900 then I could be approved.
Yes, you would be paying $985 for home care services. I mean, not for home care, for medical purposes, anything medical.
Okay.
But that's every month.
So that would knock me back down to $2,000 a month,
right?
For money. Oh my goodness, they're trying to strip me. I'm barely making it with what they have.
I know, Trudy. Right, like I said, those are the only two options that they gave over to me. But maybe try the Department of Aging again, and let's see what they say.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh.
Okay, let me know. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to know, do I get all of the other benefits except for home health care? Or what won't I get if I don't, what do I get if I pay this $900 and some dollars? Which seems so unfair, $30 for $900 and some dollars. Something that math is not even right.
Okay, you would, I'm saying with the $985, you could probably cover the home care.
And that's all? That's all it, I would get? It's like, he brought in a whole big package.
Okay, just a second, please. Okay, let's try calling in again to the county.
Okay.
A second. Okay, just a second, please. Okay, Trudy, I just tried calling. It didn't pick up. I'm going to give you this number. This lady was very helpful yesterday.
Okay.
Okay? The number is
610-466-1126. That's not the one from yesterday. That's a different one, right?
Yeah. I gave you a number The number I gave you yesterday was what she gave me. She gave me this number for you to call the Department of Aging. But the number that I just gave you was the lady who told me about the pay down for $985 also, and the Department of Aging. That's where I got the source from. Okay?
Okay. Can you repeat that number once more, please?
Sure. It's 610-466-1126.
Okay, the Department of Aging. Yes, thank you.
No problem. Okay?
Yeah, I'll call her. You said she said $906?
$985.
$85. Okay. I'm sorry, Ms. Abigail. I didn't sleep last night, Harley. So
no problem. Yeah.
Right.
You feel good. Feel good, Trudy.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.